Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly and Dan Wilson with you on a Friday morning. This is, I mean, Black Friday is what today is entitled. And this is a Black Friday for me. I mean, I'm co-hosting with Dan Wilson.
Wow.
Francisco Rojas is producing.
Yeah.
This is like my nightmare.
Is
the
me
day
hosting
after Thanksgiving.
It's a pretty good nightmare.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you two love to bother me. You two love to nag me.
You're pretty easy to nag.
And I envision that being the case for the next 4.5 hours here. We're taking up till 2:30, Black Friday football, Chiefs and Raiders today.
So. I could not be more fired up.
Sorry, Buzz. That was kind of unnecessary. That was an unnecessary shot to take.
You really unleashed there in the first 30 seconds of the show. I could not be more happy, on the other hand. I'm going to try and bring a ray of sunshine, some positivity to the show. I, for one, happen to love working with Fran. I enjoy working with you as well.
Stop. Nobody loves working with Fran.
Everyone loves working with Fran.
Let's be honest. We can be honest here.
I can't wait to go 4.5 hours, toe-to-toe, arguing everything that's big in Philadelphia sports right now. And it's fun to be on this side of the glass, actually sitting next to you. Usually we have a buffer zone. Now we're 5 feet apart. This is great.
Yeah. I prefer to have the buffer zone.
I know you prefer to have the buffer zone.
So there's a lot to get into throughout the course. What'd you say, Francisco?
Because you're scared.
Scared of what? What am I afraid of?
You're scared of him?
I'm not afraid.
You're scared of both of us.
Hold him accountable, Fran.
This is the thing. You two are like two nagging little brothers to me.
Once again.
You bring it upon yourself.
That's what you are.
It's not even 10:01. Again, little brothers? No. Younger brothers, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Big show today as we are filling in for Joe and Hugh. We'll have Seth Joyner coming up at 11 a.m. today. We'll talk to him about the Birds. Huge game for the Eagles this weekend as they go down the down 95 to Baltimore, take on the Ravens. Really big game, 4:25 on Sunday. But where we're going to start is with what we saw yesterday as not the best day of football, I would say. I mean, Giants-Cowboys, that was a rough watch at 4:30. Somewhat of a close game. That game just felt like it went forever. Packers blew out the Dolphins last night.
All the games went forever yesterday. The halftime shows, they were like close to four-hour games.
Yeah, what was the guy, Shaboozy? Who did the
Lions?
Lions, and then it was Lainey Wilson, and I'm forgetting who she did it with at halftime of Cowboys Giants.
Okay, you a big Shaboozy guy there, friend?
No, I just knew his name.
I just assumed that you weren't.
I was a Shaboozy fan.
That you weren't a Shaboozy.
You would be correct to assume that.
Yeah.
Yes,
but the country, right?
The most entertaining game of the day was this Lions game. Lions beat the Bears 23-20. We'll get into the hilarity at the end of the game with the Chicago Bears and how horribly they mismanaged the end of that game. But I'm watching that game. And, you know, we look at the Eagles and we look at the Lions as their biggest impediment going to the Super Bowl at this point. That the Lions are the team that's standing in the Eagles' way, that they are the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC. And I think in this city, we have kind of built the Lions up into something they're really not. Because I watched that game yesterday. I do not think the Lions are like markedly better than the Eagles in any way. I think when you look at these teams, they both have good offenses. They both are built around the running game. They both have quarterbacks who are more game managers than anything else. Good coaches, good coordinators. But overall, I think the Eagles are a better team than the Detroit Lions. And if I had to bet right now, regardless of where the game is, I don't care if they're playing it in Philly, I don't care if they're playing it in Detroit, I don't care if they're playing it, you know, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, doesn't matter. I'm picking the Eagles to beat the Lions in a potential NFC Championship game and want to know if you had the same thought coming out of yesterday. Are you afraid of the Lions? And, I mean, who do you think's the better team right now? Who would you bet on to go to the Super Bowl if you needed to? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494 because I'm going with the Eagles. And I think, Buzz, we have built the Lions up into like this powerhouse, into this real threat? I mean, I know they went to the NFC Championship last year. They have a really good record the last 2 years under Dan Campbell. But I watched that team yesterday, and we watch the Eagles every week. I just think the Eagles are better all around than Detroit is.
So overall, yesterday was not the Lions' best game. Bit of a weird spot. The Lions on Thanksgiving has been like a tradition as old as time. Feels like they almost always lose, except for this year when they were 10-1. They're actually the varsity game. And the year they played the Eagles when they blew them out by 31 points. All right, other than that, usually it feels like a weird game. A game they generally lose. It's a short week, so the margin, maybe you didn't get their best performance yesterday. But overall, this is a team who has won a good handful of their games by a wide margin. As we know, Dan Campbell likes to run up the score. I'm not where you are. I'm not ready to say that the Eagles are the favorites in the NFC. If you want to say that the Eagles could go toe-to-toe with them, fine. I do think it matters where this game is. I think the fact that the Lions are currently 10-1, are one game up in their conference record, matters. I think they're really, really good at Ford Field. I think it would be a huge deal if the Eagles could find a way to get that game, that NFC Championship game, a potential NFC Championship game here at the Link. But I'm looking at a team that is generally well-coached, a team that has a defense that has allowed fewer points per game than the Eagles have so far this season, and I think they are by far the biggest threat to the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl. I'm not ready to say the Eagles are quite on that level or that they should be the favorites. I think the Lions, in particular, if they do get that number one seed and have home field advantage, the NFC runs through Detroit.
I get it. And if you want to get into 215-592-9494, like, obviously you want the number one seed. And I think it's more than anything. I don't think it's as much about where the game's going to be played
as
much
about getting less game.
Right. Getting that bye.
Yeah.
And that's been proven over the last couple of years, especially in the new playoff structure where only one team gets the bye. It's important.
It's a huge
deal. It's shown to be important. But I watched that Lions team yesterday, and I do feel like we have made them out to be like the 49ers of last year. I don't think they are that. Like, I don't think this Lions team is a terrifying opponent. Like, I get that you'd rather have the game in Philadelphia. But if you told me that we could fast forward 6-7 weeks, whenever it is, and the Eagles are playing the Lions in an NFC Championship game, and they're playing in Detroit, I am picking the Eagles to win that game.
Already.
I am picking the Eagles to win that football game. I think they're better. I think these teams are comparable in a lot of areas. But where I think the difference is, Buzz, is the Eagles' defense is just better. Like, that Lions defense, the Bears stink. They gave up 20 points in that game. And if it's not for Matt Eberflus's incompetence, they might lose that game. I don't believe that it's like, oh, well, if you got to go to Detroit, you're doomed, or it's going to be this huge mountain to climb. If the Eagles go to Detroit, I think they're winning that football game.
All right, so I don't think they're doomed. I think this would be a close game. I think regardless of where the game's played, it would be a razor-thin margin, which we can get into throughout the course of the show. You know that I have concerns about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in a razor-thin margin type of game. We're going to get a little taste of that on Sunday because I seriously doubt this Eagles-Ravens game goes more than one possession in either direction. But when I look at a potential matchup with the Lions, I mean, you're just definitively saying the defense is better. As I said, they've allowed fewer points per game than the Eagles have this season. Like, the defense has been a real strong suit. I understand that they allowed 20 points to the Bears yesterday, and we all probably as a country paid more attention to the Lions yesterday because they were in prime time, their annual Thanksgiving spot, than maybe the course of the season. But look through their scores this year. Their offense has consistently put up like north of 30 points. Their defense has consistently held teams well below the league average, less points than the Eagles so far this season. Like, I think the Eagles would struggle to put up points at the same rate that they have all season long against a team like the Lions. I think the Lions offense would probably give the Eagles more of a test. It would give the Eagles defense more of a test than they've seen maybe all season. I mean, this Ravens game is going to be tough, but in the NFC all season. And I think Dan Campbell's a great coach. I know you're a Nick Sirianni fan. We disagree on Sirianni. I think the Lions would have the coaching advantage in this game, playing one less game. I think it's a huge deal. I'm just not where you are to say that the Eagles have jumped the Lions yet. I think they are still that number one team.
But I think the head coach thing is a perfect example of what I'm talking about here as far as how we build the Lions up. Because we look at, I feel like, and not just us in Philadelphia, but I think everywhere, people look at look at what Dan Campbell's doing.
Sure.
Look at the way he motivates
his organization players. Sucked for 30 years.
Right.
They finally have a good coach.
Look at how they're playing for Dan Campbell. What is the difference between Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell? Like, I don't see much of a difference. I think they're both very good in the roles that they have. They delegate to their coordinators. Their coordinators are really good as well. And they're both aggressive game managers. I think, you know, when you look at these teams, they're a lot closer than we've kind of made them out to be here. And when you talk about the defense, Buzz, and I think this is something that is important to remember here. And I think we don't focus on it because obviously we're not watching the Lions every week.
Each and every week, yeah.
The way we're watching the Eagles every
sure.
week. But you look at the Brandon Graham injury. And we talked yes. a lot about that and how are the Eagles going to replace Brandon Graham. It's a big loss. And I don't think it's just a big loss in the locker room. It's a big loss on the field. But when you look at the Lions, they're not the same since they lost Aiden Hutchinson. Like, that is a massive deal. You're looking at him. He might be, I definitely is, in my opinion, a top five player in the NFL as far as on the defensive side of the ball,
sure.
difference maker.
Yeah.
Without Aiden Hutchinson, that defense is just not the same.
No, I can buy that. I can buy that it's not been, but I mean, it really hasn't, like, looking at their win-loss record, you wouldn't be able to tell. Looking at their, how many points they're allowing in a general game, you wouldn't be able to tell. From an eye test perspective, sure. Like, I would feel much better about the fact that the Eagles don't have to worry about Aiden Hutchinson in a potential NFC championship game. But, like, I just don't know how you could watch the Lions this season, whether it was yesterday on Thanksgiving or on Red Zone or whenever they're in prime time, and say to yourself, like, they are not in their own class. I think the Eagles have recently stamped themselves into this tier that they're in. I think they're on, you know, the door, knocking on the door. It looks like they're going to be the two seed. I mean, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. But for me to say, like, the Eagles, like, for me to say that the Eagles have jumped the Lions would, A, in my opinion, they'd probably have to be the number one seed. Like, they would actually have to definitively get the number one seed because, A, playing that less, one less game is a big deal. Two, having the home field advantage is a big deal. We've seen how good Jared got. I mean, they got really bailed out on the schedule this year. He's playing, what, 13, 14 games indoors? They might not have to worry about it. Like, he literally might get to run through the rest of the season here. I believe they go to Green Bay later in the year. So he'll go to Lambeau in the... Or no, they already went to Green Bay.
Well, they play at home against Green Bay next week.
They play in Chicago. They play in Chicago later on this season. But other than... And then they go to San Francisco, which is outdoors, but generally pretty warm in California. Like, he might not have to win more than one more cold weather game the rest of the season. Like, he might not have to really win a big game outside of Detroit the rest of the season. That defense might have, that crowd, by the way, gets loud in Ford Field. Like, that's a big deal. Like, they might have the crowd on their side the rest of the way here. For me to say, and I understand your point about losing Aiden Hutchinson, I understand your point about that they have looked definitively different, and we don't know what the Eagles look like without Brandon Graham just yet. I tend to think that they're going to be generally okay, but we haven't seen it. Like, they just lost their best pass rusher. The Lions have a proven concept that they're still the best team of the NFC. We haven't seen the Eagles are going to have less time to adjust, by the way, too.
So fair to say, Lions are the one seed. Eagles, Lions, NFC championship game in Detroit. You're taking Detroit to win that game.
If the game was being played today, I mean, sure, maybe I'll feel differently a month and a half from now, but we're doing a show here on November 29th. Today, if that game was in Detroit, I think the Lions would deservedly so be about a 3 or 4 point favorite, and I would give my edge to the Lions.
I'm taking the Eagles. 215-592-9494. But want to know, if we are in that situation, Eagles got to go to Detroit, NFC championship game, who are you taking to win that game? I think it's the Eagles. Obviously, you prefer to have the bye. You prefer to have the one seed. Eagles are going to need some things to happen for that to be the case. It's honestly looking pretty unlikely here when you look at tiebreaker scenarios. The Eagles would probably need Detroit to lose two, maybe even three games. But if we're talking about Eagles going to Detroit for an NFC championship game, who would you take in that game? I'm taking the Eagles. I just think the Eagles are a better team. I think we have made the Lions into something that they're really not. I think they're good. I don't think they're great. I think the Eagles are better. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We've got a side topic we'll get to in a few minutes here. But when you look at this weekend, Buzz, obviously a big game. Eagles, Ravens in Baltimore. Eagles coming in 9-2. Ravens 8-4. They are still in the mix in their division at this point. They really have an opportunity to potentially win the AFC North. And I want to know if people think it's important for the Eagles to make a statement in this game. Because when you look at it from a standings perspective, if we're talking about you know, games you could afford to lose here, this is probably up there with the Pittsburgh game. I mean, they're AFC opponents. They're not going to factor into tiebreakers nearly as much. But I think this is an important moment for the Eagles to make a statement here. They've won seven in a row, but there are still those questions about the strength of schedule. It's not like they played a lot of the best teams in the NFL at this point. Do you think it's important to make a statement this weekend? Because I do. From that perspective, I want to see them go down and beat a good team.
I think it's gravy if they do, but I'm not going to lose. Like, if they lose a close game in Baltimore, a game they are the underdogs in, the Ravens are favored by 3 points in this game. It's one of, I think it's only the third time all year, and I expect to be the final time, all certainly in the regular season, that the Eagles are underdogs. If they go down and lose by three, like, I don't think that's the end of the world. That's kind of what the point spread was telling you. That's kind of what is expected to happen here. I think Baltimore's a really tough place to play. I expect this to be a really, really close game. And I frankly, have a tough, when I look at the remainder of the Eagles' schedule, like, conventional logic tells me that they're not going to win out. Like, it would be unbelievably impressive. If the Eagles won out, that would ultimately be, what, 13 in a row to finish 15-2? I mean, then you probably are looking at the number one seed. This is the toughest game remaining on the Eagles' schedule. I think this is a, quote-unquote, more acceptable game to lose or understandable game to lose than the Pittsburgh game because it's in Baltimore. It's not in Pittsburgh. Like, it's the best AFC opponent they're going to face. It's the best opponent they're going to face all year, actually. And it's on the road. Like, this feels like of all of the games, level of difficulty, this is the highest. So therefore, if they're going to have another loss, which I believe they will, I would imagine you believe they'll have another loss at some point. I'm not counting against the Cowboys, the Giants late in the year. If those games don't mean anything, this feels like the game probably happens.
I don't know if they will. And this is something I got to get to here.
Sure.
Because I'm driving around for 2 minutes yesterday on Thanksgiving, going to a nice breakfast at my in-laws yesterday.
Sure.
And I hear 2 minutes
Aunt
of your
Jackie there, by
I hear
the way?
2 minutes of your show. No, we're going to be getting together with Jackie's family today down the shore.
Oh, excellent!
But you using the term acceptable loss, I am so tired of hearing about acceptable losses. Oh, well, you can afford to lose this game. There's no acceptable losses. You're going for the one seed. You need to win every game
all
you
right,
can.
Tally.
Oh, the Eagles are going to go down to Baltimore. Oh, and if they lose 30-27, it's an acceptable loss?
Okay.
What is going on here? You're soft, Buzz.
I'll obviously be bummed on Sunday as we're sitting here during the postgame show if the Eagles have lost this game. I will be impressed, very happy if they go win in that Ravens game. But come on, you think they're going to win out and go 15-2?
Why not? Why shouldn't they? They're better than every team they play.
You think they're better than the Ravens?
I do think they're better than the Ravens.
Why are the Ravens favored in this game?
Because they're at home and they're
and
favored.
The minus three, that means they're relatively even.
It doesn't mean that the Eagles shouldn't go down there and win.
It means the margin's going to be razor thin.
Yes, and it's going to be a close game, but acceptable loss. Like, I'm not telling you the Eagles are locked to win, I'm not going into this game thinking, oh, yeah. You know, if they do lose, we'll get them next week. What is this mentality?
I don't play for the team. I'm telling you how I'm honestly going to respond. If they lose a close game and Nick Sirianni doesn't make some really bad game management decision like Coach Eberflus yesterday, or Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over multiple times in this game, like, they play a generally solid game, they put up a strong fight, and they lose a close game, they lose to the Ravens,
They
lose the game, and they finish with three or four losses on the year. You're going to look back and be like, wow, what a disaster that Baltimore game was.
No, I'm not going to tell you they're dead to me if they go down there and lose, but I'm not going into the game thinking, hey, you know what, if they put up a good fight, that's going to be a satisfactory outcome. No, because I will be watching the game, and if the Eagles lose that game on Sunday, I'm going to be irritated and I'm going to be upset.
It will be, of the 17 games on the Eagles...
What are you laughing at, Fran?
Settle down over there.
Of the 17 games on the Eagles schedule this year, it is... If you want to say there's no such thing as an acceptable loss, fine. It is the most acceptable loss. It's the closest thing to an acceptable loss they have.
Great. So
it means it's the toughest game they have. It's an AFC opponent. It's on the road. Everything is stacked for it to say, okay, it's a big statement win if they can get it, but if they don't, they're not totally screwed standings-wise. It's understandable based upon what the point spread is telling you, and it's understandable because of how good the Ravens are.
I get it. I hate the term. I hate the term acceptable
loss. Well, you're just
loss.
A true
there
football
There is
guy.
No acceptable losses. Yeah, you're going for the
17-0 every year.
You're going for the one seed, man. And if you need to be 15-2, you need to get to 15-2. You need to win all these games at this point.
And of course.
I look at this Eagles team.
I want the one seed, too. That'll change my thoughts on if they're better than the Lions or not.
And that's why they need to win this game, and they need to keep this streak going. 215-592-9494. But also want to know, the Eagles-Lions, are you picking the Eagles if they're playing an NFC Championship game in Detroit? And also, do you agree with Buzz that this is an acceptable game for the Eagles to lose? That if they go down to Baltimore and they play tough, and they play give a tough effort, is what you said, right? They lose 34-31. Are we going to? Yeah, we.
I'm not giving participation trophies, but it matters if they lose 30-27 or 30-0. Not all losses are created equal. Right. If they lose on a Justin Tucker 60-yard field goal and we say, wow, that was one of the games in the NFL this season, they just ended up on the wrong side of it, but we still feel good about the team, no one should call into the station on a Monday and be like, wow, that was one of the, some horrible loss. No, it was a close game. Sometimes you, as good teams, lose close games. I don't think they're going to win out. I think this is probably the most likely game they have remaining to lose.
I don't see any reason why they can't win out. I think this team's that good. They're playing that well. They've hit their stride. No acceptable losses. 215-592-9494. In a minute here, we will get to our side topic for today. But first, let's get it started on the phone lines. Let's go to Derek in Trenton. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you doing today? I agree with you. It's very stupid for someone to say an acceptable loss or even close to an acceptable loss.
Let's not get into name calling here, Derek.
You've definitely called me stupid.
I didn't call nobody a name. I said the statement was stupid. Okay, so let's not get too sensitive, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying that it doesn't make sense, especially for a fan of that team. Now, as far as Baltimore goes, the Eagles, I believe, are going to dominate that game. Baltimore did not impress me one bit. As far as the point spread goes, tell that to the Green Bay game. That 3 points didn't make that game even. That doesn't mean anything as far as who's going to win or lose either. As far as us facing off against Detroit, I believe we are the better team. We're healthier. We have CJ GJ, who I'm sure is going to have something to say during that game. Probably going to be running wild all over him. And I think we can win out, with the exception of a couple like dud games at the end of the year. I mean, yes, is Baltimore our hardest game to this point? Yeah, I agree with that. But I definitely think we're a better team than that. And I don't think Jackson has anything really left in him, to be honest with you.
Derek, you think they're going to dominate this game? Like, like a two-score victory in Baltimore?
I think they're going to dominate this game. Yes, I think that they're. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to dominate it score wise. They're going to win the game, but they're going to physically dominate this game.
So they're going to physically dominate, I guess, every opponent remaining they have in the season and run into zero adversity the rest of the way.
No, I'm talking about this game, and no, I.
You said it was the toughest game on their schedule.
They might have a few throw. Exactly, and I said they're gonna. They may have a few throwaway games at the end of the year, which if they lose, they're losing them out of throwing it away, I believe. And
yeah, I'm talking games they've been
trying. On the beginning of the year, I was very skeptical about the Eagles, even during their win streak. But each week I watch them, I feel that they're strong. They're getting stronger each week. The defense on the Eagles right now is at their peak, with or without Brandon Graham, they're at their peak. And I really honestly feel that Baltimore's offense is not going to move too much on them. I mean, they're going to score some points, no doubt. Okay, but I do not think that they're going to take this loss this week.
Yeah, I hear you, Derek, and appreciate the call, man. And I'm more where Derek is, and this is kind of why here. Like, last Sunday, that kind of changed the way I view this team. Like, I started to look at the Eagles after they won that game Sunday night, and the way they beat the Rams, and the way they physically did dominate them. And basically in the second half, they just came out and said, okay, enough's enough. We're better than this team. This game's over. I think this is a special team, and I think they could rip off, I don't know, what would it take, 13 in a row to win it all here? Like, I don't think this is a situation where, oh, you need to get a bad performance, you need to get a loss out of your system. I think this team's that good where they should go out and win pretty much every game they play because they're more talented than their opponents. I think in a lot of situations, they're more well-coached than their opponents. I believe the Eagles are going to go into Baltimore and win that game on Sunday.
I didn't say they need to get the loss out of their system. I will be.
I know. That was me projecting because the afternoon show was talking about that.
I'm not saying they need to get it out of their system. I will be actively rooting for the Eagles to win on Sunday, and I hope I'm wrong. I think they're going to lose a close. There are close games in the NFL every week. We might forget that around here because the Eagles have dominated so many games, as you just mentioned, which speaks to how good of a team they are. But when good like the Eagles' schedule, let's be honest, has not been that great. You know, we're talking about the Rams and that statement win they had on Sunday Night Football. The Rams are now below 500, right? And the majority of wins the Eagles have had so far this season, the teams they've played since the bye, yeah, I'll say the Bengals was a legitimate win, but they're not some great team in the NFL this season. They had a good win over, there's another team.
Washington.
Washington was probably their biggest game to date, and they've now they lost another game since. So, it's to the Cowboys who stink. The Eagles overall, I think the Ravens are better than both of those teams. I think it's the toughest game they've had. That Washington game was also at home. This is the toughest test this team has faced yet. And in the NFL, I just find it, if they go down to Baltimore and dominate that game, then the Eagles might just be capable of dominating any team in the NFL. I struggle to believe that they will dominate. I think it's going to be close. I think it's been a while since the Eagles have played a truly, evenly matched close game. I'm not talking about where Sirianni or the Eagles mismanage the clock and allow the Jaguars back in it. That doesn't count. I'm talking about a real blow for blow fight. We haven't doesn't really feel like we've seen one of those this year with the Eagles. Certainly not since the bye, and certainly not since the team has been playing this well. I think that's what we're in for on Sunday. And if they're on the wrong side of it, I'm not going to throw my hands up and say this was horrible. Yeah, sometimes it happens.
I'll throw my hands up. I'll be freaking out.
I know you will.
If they lose that game. But want to know two questions starting the show here. Eagles Lions NFC Championship game, even if it's in Detroit, who are you picking in that game? Buzz is still picking the Lions. I'm picking the Eagles. I just think the Eagles are a better team than Detroit. And I think we built Detroit into being something they're not. They're a good team. They're not a great team. They're not the 49ers of last year. I think the Eagles are better. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And this Sunday, and it's hard for me to even repeat the term. Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles? Are you going to go in to this game thinking, hey, if the Eagles lose a close one, if they lose on a Justin Tucker walk-off, it's okay. We'll get him next week.
We got Seth Joyner at 11. Should I ask him if this is an acceptable loss or not?
You can do it at your own risk. I'm not asking Seth Joyner that question. If you want to ask him,
if he ever spots me in the hallway here, I might not live.
Yeah, no. I don't think Seth would handle that question very well.